Last word from church leaders. Hearing the Voice of the Lord at General Conference by Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. From an October 2017 General Conference address. I give you my witness that Jesus is the Christ, that He guides the affairs of this sacred work, and that General Conference is one of the very important times He gives direction to His church and to us personally. As we prepare to meet, we anticipate hearing the will of the Lord, the mind of the Lord, the voice of the Lord, and the power of God unto salvation. Doctrine and Covenants 68:4. We trust in the Lord's promise, whether by mine own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same. Doctrine and Covenants 1:38. In the commotion and confusion of our modern world, trusting and believing in the words of the First Presidency and Quorum of the 12 is vital to our spiritual growth and endurance. We come to General Conference having prayed and prepared. For many of us, there are pressing worries and earnest questions. We want to renew our faith in our Savior, Jesus Christ, and to strengthen our ability to resist temptation and avoid distractions. We come to be taught from on high. I promise you that as you prepare your spirit and come with the anticipation that you will hear the voice of the Lord, thoughts and feelings will come into your mind that are customized especially for you. There is a treasure chest of heavenly direction awaiting your discovery in the messages of General Conference. The test for each of us is how we respond to what we hear, what we read, and what we feel. I promise that as you hear the voice of the Lord to you in the teachings of General Conference, and then act on those promptings, you will feel heaven's hand upon you, and your life and the lives of those around you will be blessed. End of the article, Hearing the Voice of the Lord at General Conference, read by April Johnson.